Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. It's always nice when we can get in the WRMJ Wayback Machine. And let's go back to 1987, 30 years ago. Man, what a year it was for the Rock Ridge Wrestling Program. They were perfect, 27-0. They won the dual team state title. They had a number of individual state medalists as well. And we're going to talk a little bit about that season with Greg Lane. He now lives in Decorah, Iowa. A 1988 graduate, but Greg, what about 1987? I know some fond memories, and as they say, time flies after you graduate from high school, but I am sure you remember a lot of the stuff that went on back in that era.
Right, right, yeah. Yeah, I came across this picture that I posted on Twitter that you responded to, and just became nostalgic, started realizing it's been 30 years, and after realizing how old I was, it just became nostalgic, and it was a pretty special team, and I think most of the guys who were on the team realize that now as time's gone on, truly like a band of brothers. You know, we were a family, and not a lot of superstars. You know, we had a state champion on that team, but no, like, three or four-timers, and just really came together as a team.
Well, I saw that team picture, and it looked like there were, like, 150 wrestlers at that time. There weren't that many, but there were a lot, and that means that there had to be some pretty challenging competitions in that wrestling room. So it looked like in terms of fighting for your spot on the roster, that must and trying to win that weight class and get in the lineup, that was a mini battle itself, I assume.
Yeah, we were definitely solid top to bottom. Our wrestlers, I know, like, Fred, our coach Fredericks and Rick Amy, our wrestlers were almost like a mini meet, because we would have, I wrestled off before we kind of filtered down in our last weights, a state champ, and there was battles going on in the room, and honestly, I think that's why we were successful. I mean, I truly feel, and I'm sure most of my teammates would agree with this, that, champions are definitely, made not only by the work rate in the room, but your attitudes. And I feel like we had definitely a high work rate and a really just a go and beat the heck out of people attitude in the room. And, as we beat each other up in the room, pretty much any dual meet or tournament became easy, because we weren't going to see anything any more difficult than what we saw in the room.
Now, I saw the T-shirt as well that you posted. It had the record 27-0, and basically you won all the really top-notch tournaments in the area. I think you won up at Stillman Valley as well, the big traditional tournament that's there. The Orion tournament's called the Bob Mitten Invite now. You won that thing. I think Rock Ridge hosted a big tournament back in the day, and I think there was another tournament in the area that you won, and then the 27 dual meets you won. So just kind of take us through that season. Was it just basically, hey, we're going on the mat and let's get this thing on tonight?
We were all business, I mean, every night. And I think Coach Amy had talked to you about this too. I mean, the year before, we ended up getting third place in state, and we had a bad taste in our mouth about one of the losses with Muhammad Seymour, and I think we just came into the season, not only the season, but even the off season, I mean, as a team, with team camps and being in the room in the off season, and it was all business when we came to the mat in tournaments. And at that time, we wrestled a lot of bigger schools throughout, including Allman and Rock Island and Moline and Davenport schools, Muscatine. We wrestled a lot of those schools. And the cool part about, like, the state championship is, at that time it was a dual state championship, but they also kept scores based on the old system, which was based, wasn't the dual, but, like, points in the tournament. And we actually, based on that scoring system, we were considered state champs as well.
Well, unofficially.
Yeah, so that's really an impressive run, to say the least. And a little bit, because when I was trying to track down some people on this, I was talking to Coach Amy, and he brought up that Muhammad Seymour situation in 1986, where you lose to them down at state. And I think he relayed the information that, you know, there was some bad blood, no handshakes, that type of stuff. And, you know, basically the battle cry is, let's get back down there and let's go mano a mano with Muhammad Seymour and see what happens. And that played out, right? You met them in the semifinals then in 87, and I think that was one of the closest matches to get to the state title and win it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we had a bad taste in our mouth. They had definitely a swagger to them, and they deservedly so, because they won so many state titles. But we want to get back there and show them what we could do. And that semifinal match, I feel like we put it all together. We that was the state championship at that point for us, and I think we put it all together and poured it out on the mat. So definitely.
Well, you were an individual medalist that year too. I think finished fourth in state. Now do you stay in pretty close contact with some of the kids on that? Are some of the old men, I should say, on that that team now? Are you know, with time, I know the distance between time, you can not necessarily lose friendships, but regular contact, sometime that goes out the window. Do you stay in touch with any of the guys?
You know, probably not as much as I'd like to. I think most guys would say this too. If we got together, it would be like no time has passed at all, and we'd be able to talk about details of that year and just the crazy stuff we used to do in the room to each other.
When I was talking to Amy a couple weeks ago, he remembers a lot of the stuff about that season. He goes, it's been 30 years, but man, I still remember a lot of that era. And that's what's great about high school sports. You can be away from it a long time, but right, once you start talking about it, you know, the memories come flooding back. And I know when we post this on our website, I'm going to tell you something, Greg Lane, once we post this on our website and this interview is linked up there, I'm going to tell you it's going to spread, and you'll get some contact from a lot of the guys on that team, because Rich Skiles was on that team, right? Because his son Austin just got inducted into the Mercer County High School Hall of Fame.
Yep.
And I said, were you on that 87 team? He goes, oh, yeah, man, that was a team.
Now,
who was the individual state champ that year for you then?
It was Craig Jones.
And then you finished fourth that year. Now, what weight class did you wrestle at? And I assume you're probably still in your wrestling shape right now, 30 years later.
One, I got my singlet on right now, actually. So, I was at 132 that year. So,
all right. Well, I tell you, I'm glad you could come on and talk with us a little bit about that, because I think it's neat when we relive some of those stories. And man, what a time it was for Rock Ridge Wrestling back, really in that era in the mid to late 80s. And talked about, you know, 86 kind of setting up the 87 season, but an undefeated dual meet season, and they win the state dual team title, and Greg Lane was a member of that squad, graduated from Rock Ridge in 1988. Greg, before you leave us, anything else you want to share with us about 1987?
Well, I just want to give a shout-out to all the guys that were on the team, and that I'm sure they think of those days, and after the 30 years have passed, I've been thinking of those days too. And I just want to give a shout out to them, say hi, and hope all is well. And they're still consider them family from all the blood, sweat, and tears we went through during those years.
All right, you guys need to get together this summer, have a picnic or something. This will set up the idea for that. Go out to Loud Thunder and do something, and tell me about it too. Tip me off, because I'll come out there and take a picture and do some more interviews. So that's the idea. I'll set the wheel in motion, and you guys finish it, because Rick Amy wants to tell many more stories about that year as well. Greg Lane, thanks for helping us out this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, James. I appreciate it.
All right, a lot more on WRMJ and WRMJ.com in a moment.